Coming up next on The Voice of Alabama Politics, Rep. Bowes attacks a library. Also, are the Russians trying to meddle in cannabis? And unraveling the dark web that is affecting Alabama's redistricting.
Come on.
What?
You heard what Hagrid said. Follow the spiders.
They're heading to the dark forest. Why spiders? Why couldn't it be follow the butterflies?
Evil does truly work here. All this and much, much more coming up next on The View.
Welcome to The Voice of Alabama Politics, where we tackle the tough issues so you have the hard facts. I'm your host, Bill Britt, and as always, I'm joined by Susan Britt, research guru extraordinaire, and Josh Moon, columnist and investigative reporter at APR. Welcome.
Hey, guys.
Hey, y'all.
We have reported over at APR about the dark money that is believed to be influencing redistricting here in Alabama. As all our viewers know, the Alabama legislature defied the Supreme Court of the United States when they did not draw two black majority districts. They said blank you to the U.S. Supreme Court. And our reporting, which has gone national, has shown that there is a vast connection, a weave of a cabal's actions behind this whole deal. Josh, you've looked at it as extensively as anybody else. What's your take here?
Yeah, no, it's pretty clear that there's a whole setup here that starts with Leonard Leo and his dark money groups. And there's been a lot of reporting about him. And he's a billionaire that is very interested in reshaping the American justice system and creating a sort of a Christian conservative, I guess you would say, court. And you know, he's a member of a lot of far right wing Catholic groups, and we've tied him and some of the folks together with the AG's office, with Edmund LaCour, who was the architect, had been dubbed the architect of Alabama's new map. And you know, I think the connections that are there are pretty striking, and I think some people ought to take a look at exactly what's going on here and what the intentions are of Alabama and of folks that are kind of driving this.
I mean, Susan, Edmunds LaCour, who is the Solicitor General of Alabama, and his wife, Alice Shebe LaCour, both affiliates, associates of the Federalist Society, which Leonard Leo co-founded, mm-hmm. And also other affiliates of Opus Dei, you know, the more secretive select Catholic institution or group.
Right. Well, this is a pretty obvious attempt to overturn the Voting Rights Act once and for all. And they're basing this on what Kavanaugh said, in that the Voting Rights Act can't last forever. That's where they're getting this. Maybe if they push him one more time, then he determination in such a way that it will overturn the Voting Rights Act. Now, Alabama is one of the very reasons that we have the Voting Rights
Act.
Right.
I mean, it is almost a terrible irony that in the heart of the civil rights movement stands Birmingham and Selma, Alabama. And they came here, Josh, in 2012 to overturn Section 4 of the Voting Rights Act, the preclearance. And in that, Chief Justice John Roberts said that South wasn't like it was when the Voting Rights Act was passed. So the Southern states that had predominantly for, you know, decades disenfranchised black voters, they wouldn't do that again.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, it was strikingly stupid at the point that he said it, simply because what they were attempting to strike down at that point was pre-clearance, which meant that any change to the voting laws would have to be pre-cleared by the Department of Justice. And the only reason Shelby County at that time was under a pre-clearance order was because it routinely violated parts of the Voting Rights Act. And so all you had to do was be clean for 10 years and you got out from underneath that pre-clearance requirement, and they couldn't do it. And so the idea that the South has somehow changed, you know, maybe it has changed to a certain degree. We no longer have, you know, separate water fountains and separate bathrooms. But in a lot of ways, the secretive racism and the closeted racism is much, much worse today.
Now, I think that some of our Republican friends would say they did not gerrymander or deny, you know, give the middle finger to the Supreme Court because they're racist. What they're saying is, well, because blacks vote for Democrats, we can't let Democrats get two districts in our state. But, you know, I don't know how you separate the two, Susan.
I don't know how you do either. Basically, they've come up with a reason being, you know, let's turn it from the black-white argument to the Republican-Democrat argument, which is still the same thing, because they're saying that they don't want another Democrat. And traditionally in Alabama, that's a black voter.
Why do the black people vote for Democrats? Why? Why do they do that? I think that's the examination that we're looking for. Yeah.
I remember, and I may have told this story before, but I remember when Susan and I lived in St. Clair County. We had a lot of black friends over there, as we have everywhere we've ever lived. Mm-hmm. And one of them happened to be a poll worker. And I went in to do my voting in the primary. Mm-hmm. And she was there. And I asked her for a Republican ballot. Mm-hmm. And she looked so disappointed that
I thought she was going to cry.
She looked at me like she did not know who I was. And that is because, in her mind, Republicans equal racist. Now, I did not believe that. And I don't believe that about every Republican, I think. But when you have this ultra extreme party that we have now, and you have these people that want to build a Christian nation, and I don't understand this Christian nation notion, because you can't get three churches in the same town in Alabama to agree with each other. That's why they have three different churches. How are they going to govern the United States according to what, the Old Testament? I mean, you might as well have Sharia law.
And they're acting like, you know, Democrats aren't Christians. I'm sorry, but they are.
Well, I had a woman tell me the Democrat can't be a Christian, Josh.
Yeah, well, Jesus was a known liberal. I think we all know that.
With blue eyes.
With blue eyes.
Well, yes. Right. Not that. Santa, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, everybody knows that. I mean, Megyn Kelly told us that. So we should rest assured in the words of Megyn, "I ain't got a job, Kelly." But I don't know. It just, Alabama once again is on the front lines of trying to do something horrible to the United States.
Yeah, and it's a race-based horribleness, and it's disappointing. You know, it's disappointing all over again to watch this and watch these people fight for this, and to watch some people believe that their professional careers will be boosted by the fact that they have overturned the Voting Rights Act and harmed black voters in this state. Listen, we all know it's wrong. They know it's wrong. They know it's wrong what they're doing here. We've seen it. A very conservative federal court has said what you're doing here is wrong and that you're disenfranchising voters, and they don't care.
They don't care. But that's going to be the last word on this one. They don't care. You're watching The V, the voice of Alabama politics. We'll be right back.
As a paramedic, you wouldn't believe the things that we've seen.
I've seen all types of horrible things.
I mean, we're there basically picking up the pieces from your worst day.
Everyone is just driving and not paying attention.
We all have the same goal. All of us want to go home alive and safe and harm nobody else in the process.
Slow down. Be careful. Care about the other people on the road. Don't be the reason that someone else doesn't go home tonight.
Today, Montgomery is a safer city. It's time to shift the narrative and take control of our future. We're reopening community centers, remediating blight, and revitalizing neighborhoods across the city. And we're unleashing new opportunities. Over the past year, companies have invested a record-setting $2 billion in Montgomery and created 2,000 jobs. This is a new Montgomery. And together, we're reimagining the possibilities.
Welcome back to the V, the voice of Alabama politics. They are bound, and by that I mean the ultra, ultra right wing of the Republican Party, is bound and determined, as my old granny used to say, to take books out of libraries or to defund libraries that do not toe this ultra conservative plan. Now, Susan DeBeau, who's a freshman representative in the Alabama House, has been at the forefront of this whole library nonsense. I mean, she's just barely been there long enough to know where the bathrooms are, but she's leading the charge to restrict what can be said or what can be read in libraries or checked out in libraries. And she has challenged the North Shelby Library, accusing them of indoctrinating children. This is the big thing. You're indoctrinating them. And the library board has pushed back and said, you're absolutely wrong and you don't know what you're talking about. I mean, Susan, they don't know what they're talking about.
No, they don't know what they're talking about. And one of the biggest things that she's all a fuss about is the pride flag being flown.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and she doesn't even know about it, but the community has come back and said, you know, no, you don't know what you're talking about. And these are things that should be handled by the board. The community, only 1% out of 8,200 residents there even gave a flip about it.
Yeah. I mean, Josh, the majority of the people who weighed in on the issue of should there be and it was a small pride display, LGBTQ mm-hmm. pride display with pride flags. And the majority of the community that uses that library said we had no problem with it. Mm-hmm. But Susan DeBeau wants to make a name for herself, just like Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lorena Bobbitt or whatever that woman's name is, who vapes and lies and who gropes her boyfriend and lies. Mm-hmm. But Bobert. Yeah. Anyway, Lauren Bobert. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Josh. Next
well,
week.
You know, it's man, it never ends. It never ends with people looking to harm others and belittle others just to make a name for themselves. And it's I mean, who is this lady? I mean, shit, you know, I mean, I bet, I honestly, it would surprise me to learn that she's ever set foot in a library. And, you know, it does not surprise me to learn that the people who do routinely visit the library are very supportive of, you know, acceptance of other people, because they've probably gone in and read books and they've learned that these people are not monsters and they're not villains and we're not indoctrinating children. Gay people aren't running around trying to indoctrinate other people to be gay. This is who they are as people. You know, and honestly, it's God, it's so tiring. It's I mean, what is this all she's got to do? I mean, to
I know.
This,
you know, take up knitting.
Ain't no damn pothole somewhere in that district that needs to be filled. You know, a bridge that needs to be fixed. Some go out and lay some damn cable or something. God,
you know, the thing is, and Josh, and y'all are hitting it on the head here. The thing is, KIB used to say, Alabama solutions to Alabama problems. And that's what the legislature and the governor should be working on.
Right.
Instead, we have made up problems with damaging solutions. Mm-hmm. This is not government's job, is not to be the censor or the nanny state. We used to accuse Democrats of wanting to control how people live their lives. Well, guess what? That's not the case anymore. That coin has flipped. I mean, and they want to control how people live their lives and especially how they raised the children, because they bought in to the Nazi slogan of "he who owns the children owns the future." Mm. That's what they're after.
And they're not ashamed of it at all.
No.
Not ashamed of it at all.
And you know, the thing of it is that this has gone on for years, okay? We could go back to, there were people that were going to boards and things and trying to get books about interracial marriage banned, books about, you know, civil rights movement banned, equality banned. So this is just the next progression of bigotry, okay? That's all it is. That's all she is a bigot. And so if that's the way she wants to be remembered, and that's what she wants to be remembered for, is somehow going out and harming people who she doesn't know, who are only trying to live their lives and explain who they are to other people, then, you know, I don't know how she sleeps at night, but okay, I guess.
It's just awful. One of the things that's come out is, you know, everybody's wanting this whole ultra crazy group wanting to Alabama to ditch the American Library Association, which is the oldest library association in the United States, perhaps one in the world. And Nancy Peck, who is the Alabama director of public libraries, has come out and defended being a part of the ALA. Now, one of the things that Alabama does get are grants from ALA. They get about $300,000 a year in grants from ALA. And that funds 46 libraries to the tune of about $15,000 a library. Mm-hmm. Now, John Wall, who is on the library board, who is also the head of ALGOP and a guy I like, has said that's not much money. Have you ever been to a public library in Alabama, in rural Alabama? $15,000 is a lot of money.
Exactly. It's a lot of money. And there's nowhere else for them to get it. And nobody else is going to hand it to them. And it's just, and what are we talking about? What are we talking about here? It's books. We're talking about books, for God's sakes. Yeah.
Susan, is John Wall and the Republican Party going to pony up $300,000?
I don't think so. Not today or tomorrow. But they should, if it's so little. You know, somebody should pony up. Maybe they should get an organization together and call it the White Conservative Christian Library System.
They're not going to pony up because they want the libraries to go under. Because an uneducated voter is their voter.
Now, I know for a fact that most of the Republicans I talk to think this is nonsense, but they will not stand up to the small ultra-right minority and say, "You're crazy, shut up and sit down."
Now, also remember that the libraries don't, from the ALA, just get money. They get guidance, they get all kinds of other things, like, you know, advocacy and personal development opportunities and stuff. So,
well, they hate ALA because it's it's led by a lesbian Marxist or something. Anyway, it is woke. We'll leave right there. You're watching The V, the voice of Alabama politics. I promise we'll have some good news.
Home is your most valuable asset, but what if someone tried to steal it from you? Property fraud is one of the fastest growing areas of fraud in the country today.
As a district attorney, I've seen firsthand the devastating effects of property fraud. That's why I'm proud to support the Montgomery County Probate Court's REACT program.
REACT is designed to protect your property and to give you peace of mind. By signing up, you'll receive an email notification if a document is filed against your property.
This program is a game changer. It has the potential to prevent fraud and protect countless homeowners throughout Montgomery County.
So don't wait. Sign up for REACT today and protect your home.
Protect your home with REACT. Sign up today.
Welcome back to The V, the voice of Alabama politics. Josh, you wrote a story this week to quote Chevy Chase, if I woke up with my head stapled to the carpet, I couldn't have been more surprised.
Sewn to the carpet. I can't let you misquote Christmas Vacation. Sorry.
Sewn to the carpet.
Sewn to the carpet.
I would. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So evidently, it appears that a Russian oligarch is involved in the cannabis trade. And they are seeking, a group that's affiliated with him is seeking a cannabis license here in Alabama. Russia, Russia, Russia.
You can't make
Russia, Russia, Russia. Honestly, that's all that that our licensing process was missing, I think, was a Russian scandal. That we've gone through everything else at this point. But yeah, that's one of the groups that was up for a license. They scored eighth. So they did not receive a license. They finished just by, in the scoring, they finished just behind a group who got the last license. So as we're going through rescoring, they could very well move up. You know, who knows what's going to happen? Or there's going to be another round of licensing that comes out here at some point. And so they could get the second round of licensing. But so this group, Three Notch Roots, is a, I guess you would call them a subsidiary of Curaleaf, which is the world's largest weed outfit out there. And it has been the beneficiary of hundreds of millions of dollars pumped into it by at least one Russian oligarch, and people suspect some others as well, because it seems as though a lot of Russian money was funding some of these groups, some of this, the weed groups that were out there. But this one in particular got just hundreds, I want to say it was upwards of $300 million that they got, and they now control 146 weed stores around the country, and they do very, very well. In this one, all of that was not disclosed. And somehow or another, making it even more curious is their Alabama resident that gave them the residency requirement here was a nice lady by all accounts, Martha Carter, who lived in Andalusia, ran a construction company there. And how those two got together, I'm not quite sure. But prior to the scoring, Martha Carter sadly passed away. And apparently this also was not noticed by the AMCC. And they just moved on and gave them one of the highest scores. Because that's eighth. When I say he finished eighth, I want people to realize that's out of 38 applicants, okay?
He owned 51% of the company. And mm-hmm. they scored her as a minority owner.
I found it very curious that Martha Carter was handed the minority designation when ASU's president, Quentin Ross, who they were also in a group that was owning 51% of one of these companies, they somehow failed in both the residency requirement with a 156-year-old university and the minority to achieve minority applicant status.
I tell you what it is. They are colorblind.
No, that's true. That's true. They don't see color over there.
They don't see color. Don't see color. Whatever. They don't see color.
Nice. The only people in the state.
You got a 53-year-old white woman who's dead and a company that's affiliated with Russian oligarchs, and they can't do a Google search.
Thank you.
Over there at the Cannabis Commission.
It's first-level Google search, people. It's not a dig-down kind
of thing. No, not. When somebody sent this to me, I said, there's no way. There's just no way. And I wasn't even going to Google it. And I Googled it up, and it's like the first hit that you see. It's like the first thing you see when you type in the simplest words.
You know you've got a crackerjack staff when this is what happens. Mm-hmm. I mean, good gravy. And, you know, people today, they don't go on a dating app without Googling the person that they talk to. You know, they investigate who they're going to go out and have tea.
Toy without Googling it first to see if it's been recalled, for Pete's sake.
It's just the dangest thing. I mean, it's crazy, 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 crazy. Well, I do want to get to something else that's kind of positive. You know, there's been a big skirmish out here about building, you know, widening I-65 and, you know,
43.
The highways over in West Alabama that run through the Black Belt. Some Republicans are wanting to push back on that. They don't want to invest in that money over there, but they want to widen I-65. Governor Ivey appeared at an event this week, and she said, basically, she said, I'm the governor of all the people, not just the folks that run down I-65, and I'm also the governor of the folks over in West Alabama. And she basically also said, you know what, and we can walk and chew gum. And that was sort of the takeaway from that.
Yeah, well, it's Chris Elliott and a bunch of those guys that want to have the money spent somewhere else. So they're all screaming that this is a waste of money up there. But in the governor's eyes and in the people that were working on this project, this is not a waste of money. This has needed to be happening for a long time.
It's so funny. It's so funny that all of these projects that we got, and this is the only one that comes under such close scrutiny, and I just can't figure out what it is about the West Alabama corridor that would inspire this group of white people to be so tight with the money and make sure it's being spent so wisely while at the same time spending on a whim, $1 billion on one prison.
See, also redistricting maps.
Yeah.
That's in the footnote.
I mean, Katie Britt came out this past week and said, guys, we can do both. You know, you got two of the smartest women in elected office saying, hey, boys, we can do both. We can walk and chew gum. We can, you know, we can run and pass the ball. You know, we can do two things.
Put down your cap guns and go play.
I don't think it's a matter of ability, okay? I think it's a matter of will.
Yeah, well, I think right there you've got two of the strongest leaders in Alabama saying, we can get it done. So I think we can get it done. Anyway, that's going to do it for today. You've been watching The V, the voice of Alabama politics. You watch us because we watch them.